It wasn't very good overall, but we're going to keep coaching and keep playing, keep trying to fight our way out of it, because that's the only way you get out of it. And if you don't fight, don't keep trying to get it right, then you have no chance. So we're going to keep working and try to get it right. You know, Jamal took a pretty good hit, and so we'll evaluate him and find out what his situation is. Brandon Albert, he got banged up, but he went back into the game. Dorsey looks like that he might be the guy who was the most severe with his calf, because he was trying to come back from the calf, and he re-injured it tonight. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to keep working, try to get this thing straight. Jeff, yeah, he got banged up, and we're evaluating him to find out what his situation is. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not going to say that.
How do you explain what happened in the fourth quarter? After being competitive at least for three quarters.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think similar to what's been happening during the course of this year, we shoot ourselves in the foot, and we're in this hole, and we've got to fight our way out of it.
You're in it, and then you have the fumble in the end zone. Seen this movie before, the fumble in the end zone, and then another pass that goes in and out of the receiver's hands.
Yeah, I mean that's what you saw it. You were there. You know, you saw everything I saw, and we're gonna keep working and try to coach it and try to play better and try to fight our way out of it.
Talk about Matt. I mean, what did he give you tonight? Till the end.
Well, I mean it's the same thing that you just saw. I mean. We had, a 17-play drive at one point and didn't get anything out of it. But then in the fourth quarter, we were pressing and ended up with some negative plays.
So if Quinn isn't ready.
That's hypothetical.
I
got a long week. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go back and see what Quinn's situation is. All right. And then during the course of this long week, we will evaluate everything and try to get ready for Pittsburgh.
Could you see it all giving Ricky a shot next week?
We will evaluate it and then see which way we're going to go.
Coach, did you know Rob wouldn't play today?
Yes.
Yeah. So he went right up until game time?
Yeah, today.
Did he go around and not play on defense?
I thought he got into the game late, but he didn't play much. You're right. He's playing special teams.
Right.
We thought the guys we had in the game gave us a better chance at that time. I said I was going to go back and I would evaluate to see where he was, and then we'd go from there.
But you also said if he was cleared this past week, he'd have started tonight. So if he's cleared next week, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I'm going back and I will evaluate, and then we'll determine where we go.
Romeo, what do you see? What gives you confidence in Colton?
Well, because they're a good group of men, and they work hard during the course of the week, you know, and you've seen them, you know, they work, they got good attitudes, and so that gives me some confidence that we can get it straightened out and allow us to fight our way out of.
You said during the week there is a point for every team when sort of it stacks up too high and becomes disheartening. You're a little bit closer to that?
Nah.
Did you see evidence of improvement tonight?
For three quarters.
Anything else?
When you talk about fighting, though, when you say you don't got to dig out and fight, is it tricky then when you say that and the fourth quarter develops the way that it does?
Well, if you don't fight, you'll never get a chance to get to the fourth quarter. So we're going to keep working at it and try to fight for four quarters.
So in that words, you're not concerned about what the future may hold for anyone on this team, including yourself at this point?
Well, I'm worried about the next game. And so we got Pittsburgh. We got a long week. We're going to try to get ready for that one.
All right. Thank you.